To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, I tried to watch it during a break. It's too long. So I'm going to have to go back and take it all in. We were up against it there. The one thing that Gruden has said at the beginning of his proposal for the college football playoff is the absurdity of having conference championship games when you don't even know really who the two best teams in each conference are, because the conferences are too big and not enough teams play each other, which was what all the conference commissioners did to get a short-term money grab, and they did exactly that. Now they're stuck with bloated conferences and paper champions that we don't really know. Hell, we don't even know if Indiana is better than Oregon. Actually, we do. They beat Oregon. We don't know if Indiana is better than Indiana played some people, but you don't know, like Ohio State, did they play Oregon this year? No, they didn't. Is Ohio State better than Oregon? I mean, they probably are. They both lost to Indiana. But, there's too much of that where there's teams at the top all jumbled together, and you don't know for sure that they're better than the other teams that they didn't play. Prime example of that is the Ohio State-Oregon comparison. Another example of that is Ole Miss didn't play in the conference championship game, but they didn't play Alabama. So are we sure that Alabama's better than Ole Miss? Alabama got the conference championship bid due to a tiebreaker. But are they better than Ole Miss? I don't know. How can we know? They didn't play each other. So this is the kind of thing that leads to these overexpanded, bloated conferences, and it's frustrating as hell. And I don't want to say they've ruined it, because Saturdays roll around and I love every second of it. But it feels like in the end, we have just a massively flawed system for determining who should be a national champion. When the old system, all we did was vote. They've never really gotten it right, have they? 248-539-9797. Also got that Scoobal thing out there. Look, Ken Rosenthal saying him, go all in, keep him, and go all in to win this year. Buster Olney saying he's hearing they're going to trade him. And the trade thing is fascinating, because if all the reporting is accurate, that the price tag is extraordinarily high, then you can't help but wonder if it's a Herschel Walker trade. If it's the next Herschel Walker trade, which is a trade that's getting older and older all the time. But for people, when the Dallas Cowboys had Herschel Walker and they stunk and they were really just starting all over, the Cowboys moved Herschel Walker for a whole bunch of players that if those players got cut, they converted to draft picks. Well, Dallas never planned on keeping the players. They cut them all. They got a ton of draft picks, future ones from Minnesota, and they loaded up their organization for future Super Bowl runs, and they won multiple Super Bowls, powered in large part by the players they got back in the Herschel Walker trade. At this hour, there's some interesting reporting from RJ Anderson on CBS regarding the Tigers. He writes, the Tigers, along with the Red Sox and Cubs, are considered to be some of the favorites to land free agent third baseman Alex Bregman. Yet Detroit's interest in Bregman to date has been lukewarm, according to the Detroit Free Press, who added the Tigers' likelihood of signing Bregman went down when Gleyber Torres accepted his qualifying offer. The Tigers, in turn, may prioritize down-market free agent infielder someone like Ha-Seong Kim. So I should give credit to the Free Press, too. My apologies. I just saw it through CBS Sports, but I don't have a Free Press account. Ha-Seong Kim is a middle infielder, elite defensive glove, and will draw some walks. Now, he's not the highest OPS guy, but he will do some things that the Tigers value, and that is strike zone discipline and draw some walks. He's 30 years old, I believe. So he's not a long-term solution at shortstop. The one thing that Rosenthal wrote about the Tigers infielders, McGonagall, the challenge with McGonagall might be positionally, where does he play? And where does Colt Keith settle in? Is he absolutely part of the future? If you go out, and I mean, Bryce Rainer's pretty far away. The injury is a big setback. He may be the long-term shortstop. McGonagall might be a second baseman, might be a third baseman. Maybe they play Colt Keith at third. They got Hao-Yu Lee, who could be with the major league club this year. He's a second baseman, third base type. Who is your future shortstop? Well, this would be a bit of a stopgap, I guess, as they wait on Rainer, maybe, or somebody outside the organization. Interesting thought, something to keep an eye on. But if they get that huge offer, I'm not sure how you say no. And I don't think I do say no. But it's got to be the kind of offer that when we find out what they got back in a Scuba trade, everybody says the same thing. Wow. If that's not it, because like we went through purges in the past, the Avila purging of all of the talent in the post-Dombrowski era netted them Jake Rogers. Like there are other guys that play with the big club, but who's standing here? It's Jake Rogers. So it wasn't nearly enough when it was all said and done. And that's ultimately what probably cost Avila his job. Some of the drafting he did, well, we're seeing it pay dividends right now. But you got to be able to play all the different cards. And that did not go well. That doesn't mean it can't go well. It just didn't go well. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump. Get those votes in for Champ and Chump of the Weekend. My Champ of the Weekend was Amon-Ra St. Brown for the inspirational performance on the field and off. I think his teammates loved it, what they were able to pull off last Thursday night against the Dallas Cowboys. My Chump of the Weekend was the college football playoff process. I've never seen a group undermine its own ability so much with the TV show every week, which I'm sure the playoff, they probably wouldn't do it if they didn't have to. They need to get rid of that, though, because I don't think there'd be freak out today regarding Notre Dame and Miami if the standings didn't show Notre Dame ahead of Miami for much of the season. And then at the last second, they flip-flop because they ended up next to each other in the standings, and then the head-to-head mattered. If we weren't seeing updates every week, we would probably have assumed that Miami was ahead of Notre Dame already to begin with.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But that's the way it played itself out. And I think it's an impossible job, a very difficult job, but they've made it even worse with the guarantee of doing a TV show every week and talking about it. But, if we're going to have these mega conferences, you either need to start splitting them into divisions, like an East versus West. So you can have an East champion and a West champion in the case of the Big Ten and have them play for the Big Ten crown, or get rid of teams out of these conferences because they're just too big. 248-539-9797, college basketball. They've released the Associated Press poll. And what do we got here? Arizona is now number one in the country. Michigan is number two. Duke number three. Michigan State drops down to number nine following that game against Duke. Give them credit for playing Duke. Hell, they always play a tough non-conference schedule. Game could have gone either way. Duke made more plays down the stretch to get the win. Michigan continues to roll people. They play Villanova tomorrow night. Now, it's not the strongest of Villanova teams. I don't believe they're ranked in this new poll, which is too bad. Yeah, they got nine votes. I would love to see Michigan playing a ranked Villanova team. They don't have as tough a non-conference schedule as Michigan State. That's okay, because eventually they're going to play each other. And Michigan does play Duke, but it's much later in the season. It's like one of those middle-of-the-conference season schedule games, and they play them in D.C. So that'll be fun. But both Michigan, Michigan State, top 10 teams. And I suspect that they're both going to stay there for much of this season. I mean, I can't believe how good Dusty May's team looks. And they did play ranked teams out in Vegas, and they rolled them all. And they are athletic. They share the basketball. They are deep. So we'll see what it leads to. In the meantime, Michigan draws Texas in the Citrus Bowl. They will play that game on New Year's Eve. I mean, look, it's always fun to put brands on the field together. And you know, we did this last year with a Michigan team that had been going to the college football playoff. And like, I get it if you're not a fan and you don't like Michigan or care at all. For Michigan, those kids to go down there and beat Alabama last year in the whatever bowl it is in Tampa, it used to be the Outback Bowl. What is it, the First Rate Bowl now? The ReliaQuest Bowl. I mean, it meant a lot to those kids on that day. They were really, really fired up about it. So you can still get something out of a bowl game. Look, when you know, people who hate the bowl games, I always say, just don't watch. For the teams that are playing them, it can be as important to them or as not unimportant to them.
It felt like it meant more before this whole playoff thing.
Well, there's
going
no question
on, you know?
It did.
So that's
mean
why,
more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did mean more. But
Doug, it begs the question, too, though. Are you a fan of Cheez-Its?
Not particularly.
Yeah, I didn't think you were.
It's the Cheez-Its Citrus Bowl.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So I imagine in the press box, there'll be ample supply of Cheez-Its.
And citrus?
Yeah, they probably don't emphasize the citrus as much. You know what's funny is the Outback Bowl would always serve the Bloomin' Onion to the media.
Oh. Yep. I mean, you actually like onion rings, right?
I do, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, the Bloomin' Onion and the sauce they give you.
It's fantastic.
It is pretty good.
All right, so you do like that. And that's not healthy for you.
I do, I know, yeah.
No, I just want people to know that.
No, I pick and choose.
Yeah, you indulge in some things that aren't healthy. Yep. Not a lot, not all the time, but there are a few things. I think the Bloomin' Onion's one of them. Cheez-Its are not, apparently.
Nope, they're not. So, no, I hear you. 248-539-9797. Last chance to get those Champ and Chump votes in. Do so now. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.